This is 90.3.
This is Near FM.
Now, I'm up here at the Lynx Project in Hale House in Ballymun, and I'm with Siobhan. Siobhan, tell me all about it.
Hi, my name is Siobhan Byrne. I do peer support for Hale Housing. As well as working for Hale on a voluntary basis, I also am a client there. So they have housed me under the mental health to help me get back to integrated into the community. Through this, like, I went through hard times at my mental health, but now I'm on a stronger base. I want to actually pay it forward now. So that's why I do peer support now, and I work in a lot of community projects as well. First, I'd like to thank, we just run a coffee morning in the Lynx, thanks to Paula and our team in the Lynx here. We're just having a coffee morning just to kind of smash the stigma about mental health and get people talking about it and that, you know. I'd just like to thank a few suppliers because they were absolutely fantastic. I mean, they're so giving in the community here in Ballymun. Youth Reach made us a beautiful green ribbon award. It's absolutely fantastic. We're so grateful. That was Martin and his team in Youth Reach. Edwards in Ballymun, Edward McManus's chemist, Boots Omni, IMC Omni, Firehouse Ballymun, Image Ballymun, fantastic hairdressers, Access, they gave us two tickets to a play. Super Value, Robert should hopefully be over with us today. He's very involved in a lot of the community projects as well. If you have yourselves near FM, thank you very much for coming down and spending the day with us. And we have the TD Desi Ellis and the assistant mayor as well coming as well. So we're still waiting for people to arrive and just going to have some really good fun and just talk about and smash the stigma of mental health.
We're, this week is the Green Flag Week. And what does the Green Flag Week mean to you?
It's very much a symbol to signify mental health. A lot of people suffer from mental health and are afraid to speak out for fear of being told they're weak or they're mad or something like that. There's all versions of mental health as well. But like, I mean, what Hale is, what they do is get you housed in a community and help them. I organise a women's group in Hale, and it's progressively getting better and better. And the women are saying that it's stopping their, like, the isolation in their homes and that, that they're getting out, they're getting to meet other people, and we're going to fun days out. And we go to a lot of free stuff as well. So then when it comes to that Thursday and you start panicking because it's going into Friday and you're thinking it's so long, there's no services out there, who can I ring? I can't ring anybody. And that's where the stress comes on. And that's where, with the women's group, as we're trying to organise, is so everybody gets to know each other. They've gone to certain venues they like that are free, and then they can pick up the phone to each other and ring each other for, just say, maybe go out for an hour. And that hour a day just keeps them ticking over and keeps them feeling, getting still in the social aspect of it, you know.
Is the social isolation of people, is that one of the big demons of mental health?
Hugely, hugely. Speaking from my own personal, when I had a breakdown 8 years ago, I found people looked very differently on me. And there was people that I worked with, and, you know, I was a very confident person, very outgoing person, very happy, good, lucky. And when I did have the breakdown, a lot of people would actually walk to the other side of the street, or they'd kind of turn their head and they wouldn't. I didn't know where they were, just, they didn't know what to say or something like that. But that really felt, that gave, put me more isolated, because I didn't want to go out, and I couldn't go out because the anxiety was so bad. I still suffer with anxiety and depression, but I manage it a lot better now. But, like, I just keep a check and make sure that I catch it in time as well, you know.
A lot of people don't understand what peer support is, because I've dealt in a number of different areas all around mental health. And it strikes me that peer support is really one of the big things that changes people's lives. Maybe can you just explain to us what peer support is?
Peer support is basically a team of us, our clients. We have a lived experience. We're helping other people to meet up and go on different trips. We also do a one-to-one with clients. If clients want to talk and come out for a coffee or something like that, they're not feeling the best, we can catch up with them as well and just kind of give them that ear that they need and know there's somebody there they can trust and they can speak about their problems in very confidentially.
And you use the magic word there, lived experience. How important is lived experience in supporting others getting better?
Well, we're still a long way to go on that, unfortunately. But like, we have changed. A lot of positivity is coming in as regards mental health, but there's still a lot more to do. I personally, being in the service myself, have come across very negative and positive stuff that I've come across. Even at one stage, it hindered my health for a while because I wasn't getting the service I wanted. I was ringing up and basically were saying, oh, have a cup of tea, it will pass. And I actually felt very suicidal. I was told, just go and have a cup of tea. And unfortunately, I went and I ended up being hospitalised. But thanks be to God, I'm looking forward and not backwards. You know, I'm just keep on going. And with Hale giving me the opportunity, training and doing peer support, I found a lot more. I've got my confidence back and the inner strength that I have as well. And obviously, paying it forward is very for me because I said, I know the good and the bad that's in, you know, mental health awareness. But I said, I have a lived experience. I'm not reading from a book or anything else. Like, everybody is different. Everybody's an individual.
Siobhan, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning. And I'm not going to keep you any longer because I know you have to get it all set up. I'm just grabbing you before it all kicks off. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for spending the day with us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now I'm here with Sandra. Up in the Lynx project in Ballymun. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Sandra, tell us about the Lynx project.
The Lynx project is here to help people with mental problems or with disadvantages so they can come here and talk, have meals, interact, play games and just to be themselves.
And Tim, what is today all about? What's the idea of the open day?
It's here to help people with mental problems and let people know that there is people out there to help them. And we're here to talk and just to be yourself.
And I take it it's to raise awareness of mental health in the community and make everybody feel a little better.
Yeah, that's true. It's to make people know that there's people out there that can sit and talk to or a phone call away.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Now, I'm here with Paula Cunningham, and she's the manager of the Lynx project here in Ballymun. What is the Lynx project?
The Lynx project is a Meals on Wheels centre. We are also a drop-in centre. We look after the elderly, people with mental health problems, some people that are just isolated and living alone. We have the drop-in centre has tea, coffee, games, if you want to just drop in, and you can also have your dinner here.
And I was talking to Sandra earlier and she was talking to me about the importance of peer support. What do you think of the importance of peer support in a project like the Lynx project?
It's really important. We have Sandra and another girl called Nicola who is constantly on the floor for people who just want to chat away. You have people that are coming in here and are isolated and this is probably the only people they actually talk to all day long. I think that's really important. Even if they don't want to chat, they know that there's company around them. If there's ever time that they want to talk, we're always here. We're actually open 22 years. Sandra's with us about a year ago. I'm here currently 8 years. The centre itself is open 15 years, but they originally started in the Ballymun Flats and they moved in here 15 years ago. Hale, this is the Hale House.
And tell me, what is Hale?
Hale, they look after people with mental health problems or different types of issues. I wouldn't be known the main ins and out of Hale, but they've rented us this place. They actually purposely built it for us. So it's all centred around our kitchen, our dining area and that. So we also have a lovely big conservatory for people to go in and sit down as well and chat.
And today, you're having an open day today. What's the objective of the open day?
Well, the main reason for the open day is to let people know that we are here for each other. And it's also just to show community support. There is a lot in the community in the Ballymun area for people with mental health problems and people that are isolated. So we just want to show, like, you don't always just have to come in for tea and coffee in here. If you just want to come in for a cup of tea, you just want to come in for a chat, or you just want to sit down, and we have a lovely big garden if you want to sit out there and relax. But the main thing for today is we're all here for each other.
You're getting great support from local businesses. Is there anyone you'd like to say a big thank you to?
We always like to say thank you, especially to Nan's Super Value Cross the Road. They are always there to support us, whatever event we have going on. He's very good to all of us. And then we have another guest speaker coming in today. His name is Jared Prendergast. He runs a fitness club, JR Bootcamp. He's also doing 60 Ironmans in 60 days this year. So he's going to attempt a world record on that. He's going to have a chat with people about fitness and how that can actually help with your mental health.
Yes, I noticed you have some bookmarks there from Mental Health Ireland. And I did note that on the five steps, as you might call them, one of them is fitness. Now I'm going to catch you off seat. Do you know all your five? And shaking her head here at me. Really, I've cut her out here on this one. But no, on a serious note, keeping fit across all different, we'll call it genres of your life, it seems to be the big thing, you know. As you're getting older, it keeps your, you know, keeps Alzheimer's and all sorts of dementias away. How important is it in your mental health, keeping fit?
It's extremely important because you feel better on your day. Like, we all do training here, and we go out, me and a couple of the girls, we go three mornings a week and we do the boot camp, and it gives you that bit more energy for the rest of the day, and actually brightens you up as well. And I think, like, we've tried to encourage them in here to just even do a walk around the park. That will just get them out with a bit of sunshine as well, and it's really important, and it gets them chatting and talking to each other as well.
Paula, thank you very much.
You're welcome, thank you.
Now, I'm here at the Lynx Project in Ballymun, and I'm with Jer Prendergast. Now, Jer is, he's going to be doing something a little bit different. So, Jer, what are you going to do that's a little bit different?
Well, I am an ultra-endurance triathlete, and this year, starting June 5th, I'm going to be taking on a double world record. One for most iron distance triathlons in consecutive days, and one for most in the calendar year. I'm aiming to do 60 Ironman 60 days, and try and beat the world record, and in the same time raise awareness and funds for Mental Health Ireland.
Just so that I get my head around this, you're talking about doing 60 Ironmans in 60 days.
Yeah.
Are you a little mad?
It must be. I hear that a lot, you know. it's something I enjoy. I've been doing it a long time as well now. And so 60 does sound, and it is extreme, but I've built up to this over, you know, probably 10 years, you know, the way. It's not just something I decided to do at the drop of a hat. Just for context, an Ironman is a 3.8K swim, 180K bike, and then the marathon, which is your standard marathon, is 42K. In October 2017, I went to the UK and done 10. This was an organised event, a race, 10 Ironmans in 10 days. And the reason I'd done that was, again, raising awareness and health and funds for Mental Health Ireland. There was a bereavement in my family through suicide with my brother-in-law. So that kind of got me involved with Mental Health Ireland, and I just knew I needed to do something to try and help raise the awareness of what was going on, you know, because it's obviously a big thing in society at the moment, you know.
I was talking to Paula a few minutes ago, and we were just talking about the importance of exercise and keeping fit to your mental health. Maybe you could tell us a little.
Yeah, it's massively important, you know. Exercise is what you would call a keystone habit. Like, it's not something, or it's something that affects other habits. So for instance, you know, if you can do something, a small bit of exercise, it doesn't have to be like an Ironman or 10 Ironmans in 10 days. It could be anything. It could be a walk, you know. But what that does, it has a kind of a trickle effect. You tend to eat better, you know. Like, people who go to the gym, they tend to go home and eat proper kind of nutritious food, as opposed to eating rubbish, you know, for the most part. And because of the training, then they tend to sleep better and things like that. So it just gives you better kind of habits, better patterns, and you start to feel better in yourself as well, which obviously then trickles into the mental health side of things. So you're just an all round, feel like an all round better person, like physically and mentally, you know?
Yeah, I used to train young lads down in St. Vincent's. Mm. And the one thing I used to say about it, the whole idea of training was to teach your body to keep oxygen in the bloodstream so that you could actually think. Because in so many cases that if you don't, you know, if you see lads playing football and as they get tired, less oxygen is getting into the bloodstream. So there's less oxygen getting to the brain. So less oxygen to the brain that can't think properly. And I take it in some ways that's what exercise is all about, is keeping the body fit, keeping the blood and the oxygen going to your brain so you can actually think straight through things.
Absolutely.
And as you say, you know, it doesn't have to be a massive thing. It, just something small, you know, small things that you do consistently every day have a bigger effect, you know, that way. So, as I said, you don't have to do a big kind of marathon run at the end of the week. If you do a mile or two, you know, every day, every second day, like, it helps to, you know, get your fitness up. And then, of course, as we said, all the benefits from that, like the mental health and, you know, eating better and sleeping better as well, you know. So, there's a lot of benefits from just exercising, you know.
And this one will get me out of a hole here. So me going out for a game of golf every day is actually looking after my health and my mental health.
Yeah, but you have to make sure you're looking after the family as well and doing stuff with them as well, you know. For myself now, I'm very lucky that I work as a personal trainer, so I can kind of do all my training as well. But it's important to kind of involve the family as well. But obviously it's great for them that you're having a positive benefit, a positive impact on their life as well. So it's important to help the people around you as well and not just kind of do it selfishly, if you know what I mean, without looking for another word for it. But basically I try not to be too selfish in my own training. And you know, I'm, as I said, I'm lucky enough that I have a gym and I can run boot camps for people as well. So that's important to me, to try and involve my family and my friends as well, and the community as well, which is why I do it as well, you know.
Your 60 days, where is this going to happen? Is it going to be here or is it going to be abroad?
No, I'm lucky enough now to have a friend down in just outside Mullingar, Frankie Wright, and he runs Lilliput Adventure Centre. So he's been very kind now to host me for 2 months. So I'll be basically living down there for 2 months, and he'll be putting me up in the dorms there. And I have a great crew, my sister, my wife, and as I said, my three sons, Jake, Reese and Ben. They'll all be coming down, helping me out over the 2 months.
And maybe during your time, I'm going to call it your trial, during the 60 days, maybe Near FM could pop into you or contact you, and we can keep up with how it's all going.
Yeah, absolutely. The more kind of publicity it gets, the more kind of awareness for mental health gets out there. So yeah, anybody's welcome to kind of join in for a swim, bike or run at any stage of the day. And that's another kind of side of it. We're trying to promote, you know, exercise and physical activity to help mental health, of course. So throughout the 60 days, anybody's more than welcome to pop down and say hello and get involved. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks, William.
Now, I'm up here in the Lynx project in Ballymun, and I've just been joined by the one, the only, Mr. Desi Ellis, TD. Desi, this is a very important project, and this is their open day to create awareness. How important has the Lynx project been here in Ballymun?
Well, there's no doubt the Lynx project has been extremely important. It's also facilitated an awful lot of people who wouldn't have otherwise been facilitated. So they have a huge drop-in centre here as well for people. They can drop in, they can have breakfast, and they also deliver meals around. So you have the different housing attached to the Lynx project here, and we scattered in this area. You have a good deal of houses that people are in Hale housing and play and schemes like that. So a lot of the people gather here, they meet here, they interact here. So it is extremely important that we keep this going, and the staff here are absolutely wonderful, you know.
And it's another thing I'd like to say about today is that I'm kind of amazed that talking to Paula, over 20 years, the Lynx project's on the go. Tremendous tremendous achievement to be going this long, and it sails a bit under the radar.
Yes, it is, and we go back to when the flats were here and that, you know, and you're going back as far as that. So it's marvellous that we have the community and the people here have kept it going. There are an awful lot of volunteers helping here. We have a lot of people on CE schemes, and you have a couple of people here working full time. So they are getting good numbers here on a regular basis. And I'm sure that this is, has contributed in no small way to the mental health of people in this area, you know, coming in here, being able to interact. A lot of people very lonely. And a lot of people needing company and needing to interact. And I think that's been fantastic. And it's great, and long may it continue.
And I have to say, and I'll keep saying it, I'm always flabbergasted by the support given to organisations like this by businesses in the community, which is great to see. But should both our local and our national government be supporting organisations like this more?
Well, there's no doubt there's a lot of companies now have contributed over the years, and I believe Musgraves helps here in a big way, so that fair play to them, and I'm delighted that they do. But they shouldn't have to rely on companies. They should be funded, centrally funded, and they should be funded from government and from central funding in some manner. And that would give us even better facilities, and also would help us cater, you know, for more people to come in here. But I think at the moment this here is working very well. There's a huge amount of people calling in, and long may it continue.
Desi, thanks very much. I know you're out in the hustings at the moment.
Yeah.
Only a week to go.
Yeah, there's another week left, and I'm literally now worn out because we've ambitious targets set for these locals and also the Europeans. So I'm hoping now that we will do very well, particularly in the Ballymun Finglas ward. We've four candidates standing in there, you know, which is a lot when you're fighting for six seats. So we'll see how it goes, but we're reasonably confident we'll do extremely well.
And what's the likelihood of another election coming up fairly shortly after this?
Well, it's always very difficult. There's a lot of things in the pipeline. There's a lot of things up in the air. Brexit's up in the air. We've also got the whole broadband issue, which could blow up very quickly, you know, from judging by the reactions that I've seen now to this scheme that the government are introducing. It's difficult to say. I've said that this will go the full distance. A lot of people have said differently over the last number of years. But we effectively have a coalition government anyhow between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So it's something that they will consider it's working. We won't. We've a housing crisis. We've a homeless crisis. We've a hospital crisis. We have all these things that should, you know, that are basic rights that people should have, and there's absolute turmoil going on.
Desi, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I'm here at the Links Project in Ballymun, and I've been joined by Brian Nolan, and he is from the Ballymun Centre Group. What is the Ballymun Men's Centre Group?
It was set up for men in the area for somewhere to go rather being stuck in their house with their wives or in their flats on their own. And that's why it was set up over 20 years ago, to be honest. And one of the first members was Brendan O'Carroll, to be honest. And he came from Finglas. He came from Finglas to join them. So it went on from there, and then it came to the part where the flats were down and we know where to go. So we ended up in a fish and chip shop in Ballymun to meet on a Thursday. And then I was in the community centre doing a Robbie's course, and I asked the manager, could we have a room? And he gave us a room on a Thursday, and we paid nothing for it. And he was glad to have us. I'm really indebted to him that we have on a Thursday. But the funding I get from Northwest Partnership, and then I get from Dublin City Council, it is spent on trips out. Now, we've done most of Dublin, and now we're into the country. So they look forward to the trip once a month. And when we're finished one trip, we come back and we talk, well, what went wrong and what can we make better the next trip out? Most of them have their bus passes, so that helps with the funding. But to see, for me, to see the smile on their face and to see them out is just unbelievable. just that's what makes me happy, and that's why I do this, and I like it. I even take it up art. I got into me to get confidence to go out there and do something with my life. And all I think is just to get up in the morning and put one foot in front of the other. And that's the way I see it. So out of that, I think, like, it's Ballymun and this is mental health. And men are like, they keep that inside them. They don't like to talk about them. But with that group, we integrate with each other. And it helps them. But the main thing to me is to get out. Not to be stuck inside. To get out once a month, and we meet on a Thursday. And that really cheers me up. And it's brought me as far as I am. Only the confidence that Ballymun Men's Centre has given me.
And Brian, have you found the Lynx project here has helped as well?
Yes, it is. It just helped some of the men that are in the group to come here. We had two men that were in the men's centre, and they hadn't been out of their bedroom for 9 and 7 years. And their mother asked, could they join us when we were in the men's centre? And now they're working and they've got jobs and their confidence to get out there and do work. They were the younger members. Like the older members, it's just to talk to each other. And the trips really integrate. We integrate with each other. And they get on. There might be an odd problem. All I'm paying is for their dinner. And if they have to go to visit a cathedral or cathedral or a castle, there is places all around the country. There's so much beauty out there and down the country now.
Brian, thank you very much for having a chat with me.
No, thank you very much for letting me talk.
Now, that was our very own Michael Sullivan, and we'd like to thank him for taking the time out of his day to talk to those up in Hale Housing in Ballymun. But however, folks, stay tuned, because up after the breaks, I'll be speaking to Fiona Foley from Dementia Understand Together about Memories Are Made of This from the Show Garden at Board B is Blue.
Download the podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
Near FM.